push into that thing and it stuck, he backed off.
Yeah.
How does a guard keep him off that fence?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Out of what?
Loose stone or rock.
Oh, Lord. There's been miles and miles of that stuff in this county. Rock fence. You know, colored people go out and bluffy part of the woods where they find stone bluffs and things.
Uh-huh.
Quarry that stone. The owner of the place would haul it and strew it out along on this fence line. And that old dude would come in there and lay that stuff by hand. And there's miles and miles of it in this county.
Yeah.
But the radios was principally red cedar, mm-hmm. which later turned into pencils. And chestnut, poplar, ash, hardwood rails.
Mm-hmm.
And the old cedar rail would last from now on, as they were saying.
Yeah.
They wouldn't rot. Chestnut rail washed away. Every time that chestnut rail got wet, then when the sun come out and dried it, there's a kind of a coating, we called it a fuzz,
mm-hmm.
that accumulated on it, that the next rain washed off.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that chestnut rail washes away. It don't rot, but it washes away by shedding this deal from one wetness to another.
Mm-hmm.
But the cedar didn't absorb water, you know.
Yeah.
No grain in cedar wood. You can look at it. Cut that log in two, or square it up, look at the side of it, and look at the end of it, it all looks alike.
Mm.
You don't see no grain there. Lots of wood. If you cut off here, you can look at it and see the little circles that go around the heart. That's the growth. Old people count that circles in that thing as how many years old this tree was.
Yeah.
It's kind of a odd system, but I guess it worked. I don't know.
Okay, suppose you had some really nice dishes. What would they probably be made out of?
China.
Okay. Did you ever hear of an egg made out of this?
What?
Did you ever hear an egg made out of this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
Well, use an ordinary bucket. And we had what we called the water bucket that served the whole family
mm-hmm.
for drinking water. And that was a bucket made out of red cedar with brass hooks around it.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bale with a little wooden deal on it up here. That was wire that went over and hooked in one side this bucket, and in the middle had a little fair that spun around that wire, you know,
mm-hmm.
carry that bucket. And they'd keep those cedar buckets just as bright as they'd been, that brass hook around them just shining like a woman's ring, just as bright and as clean.
Yeah.
Had a dipper at this bucket, everybody drank out of it, drank it with the same use, same dipper. Down at the spring, and majority of water those days was out of the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember when there's very few wells, just a very few. And there was a spring at every home.
Mm-hmm.
And down at the spring, they had a gourd, a drinking gourd.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in the other side I can show you if you never seen one of those long-handled gourds. My sister-in-law has got ones that long, handle on it that long. But they grew these little old gourds, and they grew on a vine, like a watermelon.